This podcast is part of the Dark Myths Collective. Visit darkmyths.org to discover more shows like this one. The darkness awaits.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. This is a podcast about the strange and unusual, the secret and conspiracies, the fringe and the supernatural. This is a show where we do little to no research on our topics. We are not professionals in any field except speculation. This is the Secret Transmission Podcast, and today we're going to be talking about Phil Schneider. I am your host, Toby. And alongside me are my co-hosts. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Rudy.
Kristen.
And we also have... Hey, you settle down there. We have a very special guest.
It's Satan.
No, get out of here.
Oh, sorry.
No, leave.
So we have a really special guest. Please introduce yourself.
Zinger from the Zingness Podcast.
Yay! So today...
Insert clapping sounds here.
I'm going to put boos instead of clapping.
You should. You honestly should.
Boo! So today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite stories. And I haven't heard it in a really long time, so it was really fun to go back and do the research on. And Zinger and I are fans of another podcast, and I've mentioned them about a dozen times on our show.
Usually, per episode.
Yeah. I'm always riding their nuts.
Right.
It's the Unbelievable Podcast, and this is their...
Bread and butter.
Yeah, this is their golden child.
Okay.
That we're talking about today.
All right.
So, today, it's Secret Transmission and Zinger, but we're unbelievers.
You two.
Yes.
You two are unbelievers.
We're unbelievers.
Yeah. I don't even listen to my own show, so...
That's true. So we're going to be talking about Phil Schneider, and Phil is a very interesting boy.
He is a very interesting fella, for sure.
So should we just jump right into this?
Just go in hard.
I got a fun game I kind of want to play before we start this.
Okay.
So my game is this, to kind of, I guess, reference, you know, since my show covers comics, superheroes, video games, stuff like that. Knowing the story of Phil Schneider is very interesting. Because there's a lot of stuff that wouldn't be far-fetched for it to be in a comic book or have a superhero have done.
Yeah, true.
So what I'm going to play is this. We are going to do, I'm going to say something that either Phil has claimed or a comic book character has done, and you got to either guess whether it is 100% a Phil thing, a comic book character and Phil thing, or just a comic book character.
Are you ready, Kristen?
Okay.
All right. So, now, this is before we explain, so as we go through, it will be revealed to everyone whether these are true or not.
Right. But these two, we're going to let Rudy and Kristen guess, because I obviously know this, because, again, I've heard this story.
All right.
So go ahead.
So, the first one is, he has a skeleton that has been modified by cutting-edge science.
Dr. Doom.
I'm going to guess a comic book.
But, well, is it a comic book or is it actually Phil Schneider?
Or is it both? Is it a combination of both?
I'm going to say
I don't know much about Phil.
No, you just take a guess.
It's just a guess.
Yeah.
I say comic book.
Comic book only for Rudy?
Yeah, comic book only.
Kristen, comic book only?
Comic book.
Okay.
All right. The next one. Had a bomb go off and had shrapnel tear through his body.
That could easily be both.
You're going to go with both?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you think, Kristen? Is that a comic book or Phil Schneider?
Both.
Both?
Okay.
Can fire optic blasts from his eyes.
Oh, my God.
Comic book.
Oh, please be both. Please, for the love of God, be both. Because you said it's something he claims he can do.
Or claims to have done.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what? For the sake of it, I want to say both on that one.
I like your style.
Yeah.
All right, claims to be a sharpshooter and a user of the famous PPK handgun.
Both.
Oh, Schneider. Because I do remember him talking about PPK.
I didn't know we could just... Okay.
So you're just going with Schneider on that
I'm
one.
Going with just
no
Schneider.
One else could possibly...
Rudy's got a little bit of knowledge.
Just a hint.
He doesn't have the depth.
No.
All right.
And I have like zero comic book depth, so...
All right, and the final one is the owner of a fine deli, which serves split hot dogs as well as forgettable chili.
You know, I could see Deadpool doing that, so I'm going to go with both.
Yeah, both.
All right.
But
we have our answers.
More than likely, it's just Schneider.
Oh, I like your inside joke.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's begin, shall we? Philip Schneider was born April 23rd, 1947, at Bethesda Navy Hospital. I have trouble saying Bethesda, so I had to make
That's
sure.
That's actually correct.
Great gaming company, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So his parents were Oscar and Sally Schneider. His father, Oscar, was captain in the United States Navy, worked in nuclear medicine, and helped design the first nuclear submarines.
Ooh.
Let me hold on.
Okay.
Before we get any further, I'm not saying any of this is factual. We're going to put a big allegedly, supposedly.
In front of everything?
Everything right here.
So if I want to say that Rob Schneider's his brother, we can say it's allegedly.
Yes.
We can see you can do that.
Okay.
So everything is allegedly.
Okay.
We're just going to say this is all true. Oscar was also a part of Operation Crossroads, which was the testing of nuclear weapons at Bikini Island. Oscar died of cancer, but 2 weeks before he died, he told Phil that he was actually German and used to be a German commander on a Navy vessel of some sort before coming to the U.S. and becoming joining the Navy and becoming a captain over here to work on the Philadelphia experiment. And he claims, but we've already established.
Right.
The Germans had successful time travel machines before World War II ended. That's why he came to help us, because of his experience with time travel.
Are we talking like the German Bell?
Yeah, maybe. I was about to say, you know what we should have done is played the game of how many other conspiracies get wrapped up in this. Because I've already gotten probably three off of just what we've discussed so far.
Right.
There was no reasoning on why or how the U.S. obtained him or got him to join us. There's no clear answer on that, so don't even ask me that.
Well, they did take in a lot of Germans.
They did.
No.
This was before Operation Paperclip.
Oh.
This happened before.
That's right. You're right.
Operation Paperclip. God, I'm going to say it too. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
We're going to say allegedly because, yeah.
Or giant quotation fingers.
So... Between 1977 and 1981, Phil worked for the Department of Defense Construction.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I guess, with the Navy in the same time.
Self-taught geologist and apparently explosives expert, which, you know, there's so many of those.
So he did marry in 1986 to Cynthia Dreyer. It doesn't matter. Cynthia.
Right. Allegedly.
He worked at Lockheed Advanced Development Programs in Burbank, California.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is, but it seemed...
Lockheed's a big military contract.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Big. They build a lot of aircraft for the military.
Yes.
So, Phil claims he's got 17 years of experience working in the government's Black Projects as the geologist and an engineer.
I forgot. Self-taught. I got one more. Is it Phil or is it a comic book character one?
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I've completely forgot this one. Can only answer to the president, his boss, or the director of the CIA. Comic book character or Phil Schneider? Or both?
Phil Schneider.
I'm going to say comic book character.
Okay.
All right.
I swear to God if it's Phil Schneider.
So, he also claimed that he had this security clearance of level 3 called Rhyolite 38.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the extra information that I was telling you off microphone a minute ago that I forgot to go back and get. And I'll explain that later. Remind me, though, because it's not written down anywhere. With this clearance, are you ready to kick yourself, Rudy?
I am, man.
This gave him access, and he had to answer to the director of the CIA, the President of the United States and his base commanders and stuff like that. So
okay, there's wrong. The one. Yeah, want.
I can just see. I know that it wasn't Clinton, but for some reason the Clinton voice in my head. Oh man, Phil's calling again. Dang, what's it this time?
Oh, get off me, Monica. I gotta go answer this.
No, I understand they ate your sandwich, Phil, but there's nothing I can do.
Those darn tall grays. Just let it go, Phil.
So, okay, he worked on underground bases called DUMS. Do you want to tell us what that means?
Can I take a guess?
Go ahead.
Deep underground military
base.
Ding, ding, ding.
Base. Got it.
Base or bunker?
DUMB. Yeah, that's okay. What it was.
Yep. Deep underground military base.
That's and he worked dumb.
On, yeah, it's dumb.
It's dumb.
You know, why
or
dumb?
Dump.
That immediately makes this conspiracy sound like it's a joke.
It's dumb.
You know? It's, I don't know. That's just funny.
Maybe so, that's the point.
Right. So apparently he worked at Area 51, something called S4 and Los Alamos.
S4, from what I could gather, is part of Area 51.
Is it? I don't know what Los Alamos is.
It's another super secret. Isn't that... That's not Cheyenne Mountain, is it?
It's one, like, once again, I think we've hit, like, five more conspiracies that this is wrapped up in, but I'm sure it's wrapped up in another one that if you just dig, I mean, even the most basis amount of down, you'll find about five other things related to it.
Right. So, Phil is, and we're going to jump back to this in a minute,
okay.
So no spoilers, but Phil is a survivor.
Yes.
One of three... during an alien war in Dulce, New Mexico, where 66 government agents and workers were killed in August 1979.
Mm.
The reason we know all this is he would do lectures, and he'd bring items that he would claim were alien to all these different conventions.
Different metals.
But before we really get deep with Phil, I want to talk to you about his friend, Alec Bielek.
Okay.
Or Al Bielek.
Al Bielek.
What'd I say? Alec?
Alec. Al.
Al Bielek.
We knew what you meant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Al Bielek's not his name.
What's his name?
His original name was Edward Cameron.
Okay.
He joined the Navy and claims he was on the Philadelphia Experiment. He survived with his brother by jumping off the ship, and he had severe radiation burns and was in the hospital for weeks. And there was something about he got stuck in, like, a time warp or something.
Yeah, didn't his brother, like, get phased out of time or something?
Yeah, I didn't really do a whole lot of research on him. I just wanted the bones.
So another conspiracy tied to
right. So
Phil
well,
Schneider.
this isn't just another conspiracy. This is another conspiracy person.
Right. Right.
Okay,
that Phil happens to know.
Now that he's in the hospital, right, Al, who's Edward,
mm-hmm.
claims that the project scientists tried to erase his memory from the experiment, the Philadelphia experiment, by sending him back in time. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
He aged rapidly backwards. When he went back in time, he slowly went...
Like he started reverting back?
Yes.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah, he Benjamin Buttoned it. And he went back in time. He was put with the Bielek family and given the name Alfred. So I don't know if he just wasn't born. I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't know what the deal is. Like how he got put with this family. But apparently he got put with this family and he retained everything that he knew, all his experiences from his previous life.
I thought that came flooding back, or am I getting mixed up with someone else, where it came flooding back to him when he saw the Philadelphia Experiment movie.
That's exactly what happened. But apparently, while he was growing up, he was very smart because he'd mm-hmm. already had the memories of growing up, learning everything.
Right.
And he joined the Navy again for some whatever reason in 1956 with his new life as Al.
Right.
This time they wanted his superior intellect to help research the project they used to wipe his memory.
Oh my God.
My brain.
Oh, so many paradoxes.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Just keep riding this with me.
Okay. Man, I'm on this wave, man. There's no jumping off.
He lived in California, but worked in an underground base in Long Island.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the Montauk Project? There we go. Checked off another one.
Well, do you know how he would get from...
I'm going to guess the monorail.
No, he teleported.
The monorail?
You haven't heard about the monorail?
No.
Oh, no.
But, well,
it's
I think
more of a
something...
Shelbyville thing.
No.
Shout out to Best Darn Diddley.
Okay.
So he would teleport back and forth from Long Island to California, and he made claims that time travel was possible by suspending the traveler in position while the Earth rotated.
Okay.
I have so many thoughts right now that I can't comprehend.
All right, I'm gonna pick this one apart real quick, and I am not an expert in any realm of this.
Wait, you gotta wait. I gotta explain the rest of it. There's more to this time travel stuff. Because he also made claims that he could visit other planets by the same way, because the solar system rotates as well. Al says that he visited a human colony on Mars, and he says the Milky Way galaxy rotates too, so this allowed him to travel to alien planets to collect dark energy and light energy. This is all true, by the way. Remember?
This is the Al guy, right?
This is Al.
I thought we were talking about Phil Schneider.
Oh, don't worry. You'll get there.
We have to know all the crazy in his life.
Okay.
We'll get back to Phil
in a minute. I'm more interested in Al now. I'm going to start looking his ass up.
Now, do you want to try to debunk him on his...
Well, okay. So, we are... Okay. Science, real quick. We are technically moving through The galaxy's moving on top of the planet moving, so technically if you're able to time travel to get to the same spot, like where you landed in the exact same spot you started in, the Earth would have to be at the exact same spot when you left, and that takes on a scale of not even comprehending amount of years for it to kind of swing back around.
Right.
In just the Milky Way galaxy for the arm that we are on to swing all the way back around. So... I mean, that's the other thing, because technically, if you are stationary at that point, and let's say you jump to 10 minutes later, you can technically be up in the air then, and then fall to the ground. So,
you know,
how does that work?
It's kind of like, did you ever see the episode of Futurama in the last season where they time traveled, and that's how they did it, was everything else moved around them?
Yes, because they're a stuck point on the Earth.
So it's kind of like, well, I guess, but they kept always ending up in the same spot. No, kind of, right?
No, they were in the same spot the whole time because they kept appearing. But in one time where they did it, because it repeated, the Earth was like, it was like a foot taller or lower. Or something,
right. And
Fry tripped and fell or something.
Right. Yeah. It's
kind of like the time machine.
Yeah. Kind of.
Exactly so like time machine.
It was a stationary. And everything moved around him.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, that's. I could have said the time machine instead of a obscure Futurama reference.
A very obscure and very good Futurama reference.
Yeah. So he claims that skyscrapers in the future, because he time traveled to the past to 100,000 BC, and he went up to the year 6037. And he claims that skyscrapers were as tall as 2 miles, and they use anti-gravity support technology to build up that tall. Like you said, all of his memories came flooding back to him when he watched the movie in 1988 called The Philadelphia Experiment. And when he found out he was dropped from the project he was working on called Montauk Project. Do you want to go back to Phil?
Yes.
So now we know his friend is fucking crazy.
Right.
I watched... a lot of different clips.
Mm-hmm.
There's no good documentary on Phil Schneider. Did anyone else notice that? They're all kind of garbagey.
It's kind of like a 5-minute throwaway thing on anything that really talks about stuff with him. It's kind of like, oh, they'll give like 5 minutes to him and that's about it. But another interesting thing I want to point out is he was one of 3 survivors of the Dulce Wars. Now, where are the other two?
In one of the videos, he claims that they no longer... are alive.
No,
that he is it.
No. Well,
in one of them that I saw, that's
oh, really?
What he said. Yeah.
Well, in the one that I watched, and I watched it all the way through, we're talking about the lectures. He
right.
gives these you can find an abundance of.
Right.
And it's usually the same information over and over.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I watched said that these other two survivors were in Canada in a retirement home, and the Canadian government does not allow any U.S. citizen to talk to them.
Really?
So I think what we need to do is band together and all go to Canada and run to every retirement home we can find and start yelling at people until we find somebody.
Can we shake them as well?
Well, we can find them. All we have to do is start yelling Dulce.
Dulce!
And
Dulce!
And see which ones scatter.
Right. If two of them freak out, we got our people.
So, do you want to hear... Okay, the one documentary that I watched was from an expo from 1995.
That's kind of the only one that's left are the expos from 95.
Yeah, but well, that's about when he came out with all this information was 94, 95.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And then he dies in, what, January of 96?
Yeah.
Which is bizarre in itself.
And we will get to that.
Yes. I'm jumping the shark. Yes. I haven't done that in a while.
Here's the shark right here. It's going to be inserted right there.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
So, we're going to go through the list of some of the stuff that he was claiming, okay? First item of order. He claims that $5 billion a year goes into expenses on black budget projects.
Mm-hmm.
He claimed...
Kind of true.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, wouldn't doubt it. There are 131 DUMBs in the United States alone. There's 1,477 worldwide.
And he said they're building on average two a year?
Yes. Yes.
And that was 95.
Well, he said that they would only do about one a year, and mm-hmm. then their technology kept getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
Each of these cost $17, $19 billion to build and would take, like you said, a year or two, but then... Advanced technology.
Right.
You read my note before.
No.
You guessed
I saw
it.
The same documentaries.
He claims that Al Bulik, our friend that time traveled and had a new body, had been on these high-speed railways called magneto-leviton trains that connect these dumbs underground.
Yeah, see, these were the monorails I was talking
yes.
about.
Yes. Yeah, that's monorails. Why I was like, yeah. I didn't want to give it away. I didn't want to make
monorail.
Yeah, monorail.
Monorail. He says that... They have satellites so far advanced that they can see a dime on your kitchen floor with a resolution factor of 99.999961.
Shit, there's a dime on my kitchen floor. I'll be right back.
99.9961.
Yeah, it's
so. What's the like 0.0001% off? They can't tell the year of the dime.
It's got a scuff on it. They couldn't quite see. He has a piece of metal that he's had since he was 14 that was given to him from the Roswell crash. He says it can't be broken and it can withstand...
Hold on. Take a drink, because that's another conspiracy that he's involved in.
You should get on before and do a conspiracy drinking game.
Right.
If you can link this to another conspiracy, you take a drink.
We need to have
Please
conspiracy
don't drive.
Bingo cards.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
yeah.
this needs, conspiracy bingo cards.
Yeah.
And everyone can play at home. So this metal can withstand temperatures up to 7,500 degrees Fahrenheit. He says he built 9 underground bases at Area 51.
Out of that one piece of metal.
Hold on a second. Hold on. How did he find out that it could withstand that? Did he just take it and throw it in his kitchen oven and go, well, I'm going to turn it up?
He went into the nearest volcano.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So these bases... apparently, underground of Area 51, it's 4.25 cubic miles big.
Underground.
Now, this is another conspiracy I have heard with the Area 51, is that it's basically like an iceberg. You only see on the surface 10% of the base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it is underground. And
that would make sense why they kept buying land to expand it.
Right.
Would.
But if they could go down,
what's the point of buying land out?
The original point, allegedly, was so people couldn't climb up on the mountains and take pictures of it. They basically bought the mountain ranges around it to keep mm-hmm. people away.
So the next order of business is they used sophisticated lasers that melted rock. God damn it. I said rock?
Rog?
Rock.
Rock to dig. So they melted the rock to dig it. So I've got a clip.
Bart, I was involved in building another base inside of Dulce, New Mexico, which is Los Alamos Laboratory. It's a biological laboratory. On the southwest part of the Archuleta Mesa, we built an underground facility, a better part of 3 cubic miles, hollowed out underground. Then to the southwest of that, we were in the process of the early stages of building. We drilled 4 large tunnel-like holes. Some of them ran 2.5 miles under surface. Number of the original drilling machines that were used were at the rate of 2 miles a day. It was fairly rapid. The equipment kept coming up broken, so we wanted to go down. We wanted to send somebody down there, a human observer, or human observers in this case, to find out what was going on. Well, to our total surprise, first of all, the government knew all about it. They didn't tell anybody. when I saw Green Beret and Black Beret people encamped inside of our geologist camp, I knew something was up. The gig was up. First of all, I knew all about the alien agenda. I'll explain that in a few minutes. The large alien grays had been encamped there for, as best as believed possible, about 400 or 500 years. It had been one of their internal bases. And we'd drilled holes right on top of it. All the stinking air, all the black sooty air came right out as soon as the first hole was sunk, and all this soot came up. And, well, that's when it all the hell broke loose, really, all it started.
So this is the beginning of the Dulce Wars.
Right.
And this is where things get really interesting with Phil. Now, I wrote down the clips.
So when he says soot, I mean, could they have possibly hit a mine shaft or something like, I mean...
I've got another clip, okay? And this might answer everything of what that soot was.
It's going to blow the lid off of everything.
It's going to change your world.
It's going to reveal that Phil Schneider is a pathological liar.
Possibly.
In this process, I was lowered down the basket of one of these holes, and about from me to this elderly woman here in the front was sitting a 7-foot-tall alien gray. The stench was worse than the worst garbage can you can imagine. The person was the entity was absolutely horrible. I didn't waste any time. I reached for my pistol. At that time, as an engineer, I didn't have time to carry all the folder, all of one of these big submachine guns that all the sea spray and the yellow fruit and all the outer perimeter and inner perimeter security people carried. I carried a little Walther PPK pistol with a 9-shot clip. This is in late August of 1979.
He goes into this...
Wait. We have an answer to one of the questions.
The PPK pistol.
Yes, the PPK pistol.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, does anyone else know who is famous for using a PPK pistol, a Walther PPK?
No.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Probably like Deadshot or something.
I'll give you a hint. This is more of a movie and book character than comics.
A movie and book character?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm stumped on this one.
Yeah, I am too.
They're looking at me like, save us.
All right. I'm going to read the... how he came about getting this pistol. Originally, this character was using a Beretta 418. But on the advice of a weapons expert, in the Dr. No book, he was actually assigned a PPK pistol instead. Still Still nobody?
No.
Bond. James Bond.
That's why I wouldn't know it. I'm not a Bond guy.
Right.
I was thinking
also, Hitler killed himself with a PPK pistol.
Hitler didn't kill himself.
That's another conspiracy. We just touched on another conspiracy in this episode. God dang it.
They used the same pistol. But yeah, but here's the thing. He kind of references that he has a suit on.
Right.
And he's able to use his PPK pistol, which is strange because you would have to get a custom cut version of the pistol to be able to have the trigger, the finger guard for the trigger, to be able to get a glove through it. He gives so much detail on everything else, but he doesn't say except for that. So was he not wearing a suit? Did he not just mention that? And I know for a fact that the military did assign weapons that were modified with that because I actually had my grandfather who served in the military up in Alaska, and they were assigned a very unique type of Colt 45 revolvers that actually had a extended trigger guard for that exact reason, because they had to wear gloves constantly because it was so cold out.
So that might be something. I mean, we can never know for sure if he had a modified gun.
But that's the thing. He's so attention to detail on so much stuff that it's something like that.
He just kind of blows off.
Why wouldn't he explain, I had gloves on and had, I had a custom, pistol for, it's just, I don't know. It's just kind of a weird thing for him to leave out, even though he gives so many more details as we are about to find out.
He even mentions that he had to put the clip in before he started.
And that's the other thing. Why would you go somewhere and not already have your gun loaded and ready to go?
Right.
Well, if you probably asked, Mr. Schneider, I'm 99.99961% sure he would have said that PPK he's using was also the one that killed Hitler.
Yes, I was about to say, I'm sure that that's the same gun. But another thing is it's I guess he's trying to get badass points right now.
Yeah.
That he had a gun on him that he had to load. Of course, you know, put one in the chamber and then was able to, as we will find out, do some amazing stuff with it.
Well, let's find out.
His badass points. He wanted the skill points.
And I killed two of them. Yes, they're mortal and they do die. However, in the process, one of them did this. All I remember is that he just kind of waved his hand in front of his chest. And the next thing I know, this blue beam hit me and just literally opened me up like a fish. And burnt my fingers right off of me. And it was some form of electrical force because the kind of like hit being hit by a lightning bolt burned all my toenails off of me. Completely crispy crittered my left foot. Burnt the shoe right off of me. All I remember is the smoking remains, and I'm still conscious, but in and out of, I didn't remember much. And there was a Green Beret that was right behind me that risked his life. In fact, he died. But he risked his life. He shoved me back in the basket and hit the button and took me up. And I wouldn't be alive talking to you today if it wasn't for him. I'm forever indebted. He lost his life.
All right, Phil, buddy. Phil, my friend. He did not risk his life. He gave his life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
Well, he gave his life, but he also pushed him back into the thing with him, is what he just said.
So what, did he yell, save the geologist? We gotta save the geologist?
Well, what I'm confused about is you have all these Green Berets, and he said they have all these badass guns.
And Black Berets.
And Black Berets. Yeah, and he manages to kill two of them with that PPK.
Wait a minute. I think y'all are missing something very important.
What, that he went down the basket by himself, and now magically there's an entire squadron of crack troopers?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole war going on below me, and never knew.
Y'all are focusing way too much on reality, okay? I need y'all to realize, the alien circled over his chest, or by his chest, right? He threw a Kamehameha wave at him.
Damn.
That's fucking Goku.
Yeah.
He Kamehameha'd his ass.
I was going to say he tapped two mana and used Disintegrate, but I mean...
But that makes sense. Goku's an alien. This is an alien. They both threw energy.
Yeah.
It's Goku.
Yeah.
7 foot crispy, tall Goku.
7 foot tall Goku.
Yeah, crispy crittered his foot and everything.
Dang.
But like, Phil, did he have a sweet haircut?
Did he have gold hair? Okay, so... He goes on to say that we've been in a constant war with 11 distinct race of aliens. The Greys, the Reptilians, and he names off a few others. But he says 11, and then later he says there's 9.
What I understood is two of them are on our side, and the other 9 want us as food process.
Well,
we're basically Soylent Green to the other 9.
Right.
Well, hold on. I got one more thing, though, about this whole... Didn't it also... Isn't this how his... is it his right or left hand that got...
Oh, like, it's his left
it's
hand.
His left.
He's left-handed. It's his left hand, and it takes off his pointer finger and the middle finger.
Yes.
Yes, so that's how that happens, too. Is he right or left-handed, by the way? Because that's important.
They say he's left-handed. So... When he got shot in the chest
with this blue ray
with this
light.
Kamehameha wave, it opened him up, and he
like a fish
like,
at that.
Like a fish,
it opened him up like a fish.
His foot's fucked
so he's
up.
Saying that he was gutted,
yes,
and he made it out alive,
yeah,
yes. Or at least his chest is like ripped open, which I don't know how safe that would be, you know, in these dank conditions and everything to have your you know entire chest blown open,
right?
And you know what? If you think about it, the alien was. Rubbing over his chest, he is pretty much telling him, I'm about to gut you, motherfucker.
I'm shooting you right there, bitch.
Like, you're gonna die
here
right
comes.
Here.
He Babe Ruthed him. He called his shot.
He's like, right there, bitch.
He leaned over and went, hey, Clintock, right here on that guy. I got it.
So if he was shot in his left hand.
Well, yeah, his hand's fucked up, his chest's fucked up, his leg's fucked up.
And I wonder if later
Hitler
on he talks
PPK.
About
Yeah, I was gonna say, I wonder, but his PPK, you know, he probably still has his PPK. So the soldier that or the Green Beret that saved him was like, save Phil Schneider. Oh, wait, don't forget your gun. And throws the gun in with him. I'm sure he probably still has a gun if you were to look at other things. Know. Like, even though it was blown out of his hand.
Yeah.
Or seared.
Yeah, but he doesn't
really
touch on what happened to the gun.
Well, another thing, too. Here's another weird thing about the video. When you watch, he's making his motion like he's reaching toward his right. If he was left-handed.
Holy shit, you're right.
If he was left-handed, he'd be motioning with his left hand, not his right.
So he's even a liar about what hand he uses.
That's hold on. This is important for something that will come up later, I bet, is what hand he is and how his ability to move after this encounter other stuff.
That's so funny.
I thought that deep about this.
I didn't even realize it till I was like, wait a minute.
He is the whole
time. Whenever you're talking about him being left-handed, I'm like,
maybe
he's
embarrassed
right-handed
his
motions. No, because he was waving them in the video.
You can see them through the whole video.
You know, my mom was left-handed, and then her dad made her turn right-handed because he said left-handed people are the devil.
That's true.
I'm left-handed.
Exactly.
You're the devil.
I'm left-handed. What's up?
No, you're not. Go.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry.
Bastard.
No one gives
hate that guy.
He's a good guy. Just
no,
a
live
not.
Ruiner.
No,
so,
not.
On to the next thing, though.
Okay.
He has a picture of a man he claims works for the Pentagon and has for the last 58 years named...
Absolute Thor.
Valiant Thor.
Nah, close enough.
Close enough.
I was going to say, name the guy who called in on that show that we did the podcast about. The one who saw everything go down.
Oh, yeah.
the anonymous caller.
Yeah.
By the way, once again, take another shot. Bingo. Whatever you need to do. This is someone who's been brought up by other people, too, allegedly.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Valiant Thor is kind of a big to-do
in
the conspiracy world.
And the UFO.
Yeah, the UFO. Yeah.
But let's take a small break right here.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we're going to jump right into Valiant Thor and his glory.
I like the idea of Valiant Thor, though. It's kind of a neat concept.
It is.
I wish I was as badass as Phil Schneider.
Oh, he gets more badass. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You can sell your soul. I'll make you just as badass.
How many steaks will you get? And by steaks, I mean
shut up. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Prepare to confiscate the humans' possessions. Possession secured. Prepare the probe.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a hot second. No need for a probe, man. Why are you doing this anyway?
To learn from your kind. And to obtain your container of treasures.
Container of treasures? Oh, you mean my cryptid crate?
Yes, the cryptid crate you possess. We desire it. We have discovered it to be populated with many objects we find most incredible. Correct. The objects in this container cannot be produced on our home planet.
Well, you don't have to abduct people to get your own cryptid crate.
Elaborate.
Just go to cryptidcrate.com and sign up. On the first of each month, a new box filled with amazing cryptozoology-themed items will come to your mailbox, or spaceship.
Allow us to show appreciation to you, human, for this invaluable information.
Yeah, sure thing. Does this mean you're going to take me back to Earth?
Not exactly.
Hello again, everyone. It's Mr. Most Days Off from the Best Darn Diddly Review Show, here with a special message for you from Richie the Whiz Kid.
You know, a town without Best Darn Diddly is a little like the mule with the spinning wheel. No one knows how he got it, and danged if he knows how to use it. The name's Whiz Kid, Richie the Whiz Kid. And I come before you good fans of Springfield with probably the greatest podcast. It's not for you. It's more of a Shelbyville podcast.
Now, you wait here just a minute. We're twice as smart as the people of Shelbyville. You tell us where to listen to Best Darn Diddly and we'll listen.
I'll tell you exactly where you can listen to it. You can catch the Best Darn Diddly Review Show each and every Monday on bestdarndiddly.com.
So hop on the monorail and join us on this journey through the Simpsons series.
And we are back.
Okay. I can hear noises.
I wanted someone else to say something too.
Nah.
Nope.
we'll just let your awkward silence speak for itself.
So today.
Today on Secret Podcast.
Today. Welcome back. I'm drunk.
Yeah.
No, really, we're going to be talking about the Mighty Thor. No. We're going to be talking about Valiant Thor.
Valiant Thor.
Had to throw a comic book reference. I got Zinger on.
Yeah. If you weren't going to do it, I would.
I bet you were geared up for that joke too, huh?
I was. I seriously was. I was like, when can I make it? I'm like, I'm going to slide it in. Just slide it in subtly, like way later when no one's expecting it.
Beat you to it. So, Valiant Thor, and this is 1957. But Phil says 1937 in his little speech, but the sources I saw said 1957. In Virginia, a UFO landed in the field, and a being who looked very human got out and asked two armed police officers to take him to President Eisenhower. He calmed the officers using his mind, and they took him to Washington. Like, they were freaking out, and he's just like, settle down, bitch.
Use his little Spock
mind
belt thingy to calm him down.
So, did it say where in Virginia or just Virginia?
It just said Virginia.
I'd like to assume that it was somewhere, like, way out in Virginia. And
I'm thinking Langley.
No more northern, but he was just like, hold on, since we're leaving. Beep, beep. Okay, saucer's locked. Let's go.
That's a good point. What happened to this?
Is it
going to
get towed?
Gone? Yeah.
Am I going to get a parking ticket?
Can I get my parking validated when I'm done?
So Thor said he was sent by the High Council on behalf of the intergalactic community. Did you hear all those big words?
Intergalactic.
Wow, you got them. You nailed them the first try too. Yep. That was good.
And a Beastie Boys reference.
Yeah. He was a leader of a nearby planet and was here to warn our planet of nuclear bombs on our planet. So,
and drink.
Yeah.
Because every alien always says, don't use nukes.
Yeah, right. Because it's an interstellar concern or whatever.
Or,
just
you
leave
know,
me alone, Dad. I want to blow up stuff.
Maybe they're scared of what we can do with them.
Alex Jones! The alien's agenda is to stop us from using nukes so we can't use them on them.
Calm down, Alex.
He was worried.
Now these liberal aliens are trying to take our nukes from us. We need to protect them with male vitality.
Don't forget the colloidal silver. So, apparently he was worried that if we developed these weapons, it would be the end of human race. Same song and dance as always with these aliens.
With aliens, yeah.
I found a video that
showed... By the way, way to sound like a complete alien saying that statement. you were like, it would be the end of human race.
What are you talking about, human? I mean Zinger.
What are you talking about, fellow human?
So, this video that I found showed a picture of Oscar, which is Phil's father, at a briefing on the USS Eldridge, and the man, the guy that I was watching show this picture and everything, claimed that the man sitting in front of Phil's father is actually Don Thor, which is Valiant
Thor.
Was
he like the godfather of the Thors?
I don't know, but he said something about Don Thor, and that's the only place I heard anyone call him Don Thor. Which, there's like several different names for Valiant Thor.
Really?
I don't remember them all, but they were giving him different like versions of something Thor, Thor. Thor was always in there, and Val, so...
Donald Blake, you went by that.
I get that. That's Thor.
Yes. Yeah.
There you go. You got a Thor joke in there.
I know. Subtle.
And I'm over here like, meow.
Yeah. I figured that Rudy wouldn't get it. That's why I had to spell it out for him.
Yeah. Thank you.
So a lot of people also say that they can confirm that Thor actually existed. Like a bunch of people say that they worked with him. Like high ups say that they've met him.
Didn't that Al... what's his name? Meet him at one point too.
Maybe. I don't remember.
Phil met him.
Phil goes into more about Thor by saying Thor told him he lives for about 490 years. He has 6 fingers and toes, a heart that's larger than a human's, one lung, larger blood vessels, copper oxide for blood, similar to like, I guess, an octopus is what they said. I don't know what an octopus blood is like. I'm
copper
a dummy.
Oxide, apparently. Yeah.
And he also has a larger brain than us and an IQ of 1200.
Yep.
And he speaks over 100 languages.
Fluently.
Fluently. Mm-hmm. Yes. And there is something about he doesn't shake hands because he has to wear like a protective spacesuit because we have different germs. Either we have different germs or
they have different germs that can kill us instantly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but in the picture, at least the one I'm looking at, he's sort of just leaning on something with everyone around him. No suit, no nothing.
Right.
Right. Right. And in that picture that they're saying that he's in front of Phil's father, mm-hmm. he's just sitting there.
Just chilling.
Like
yeah.
a normal guy.
But he has bacteria that can kill us instantly.
Right.
I bet you he high fives that guy behind him, and that's how he's like, oh, I guess I shouldn't do that.
He's like, oh, you just gave me AIDS.
See, I would have gone with more of the handshake from my planet means war, and we're at peace, so we don't shake hands. You know, right. something like that. But, I mean, the disease thing makes sense.
Oh, well, no, no,
no. No, not if he's in a picture, not wearing
a
suit.
No, yeah. No, if there was no pictures like that, I'd been like, oh, that's cool. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think I know what happened. While he was riding with those police, one of the police turned around and went, high five, and then got him with the up too slow. So he went,
I'll never fall for that
never again.
These dirty humans.
And then later the other one tried to get him with the fist bump, and he did like the turkey or whatever to him. And he's like, okay, yeah. I'm completely done with touching these people.
I'm sure he had at one point some guy go, hey, you got something on your tie, and then booped his nose when
he
looked down.
Yeah, he's just like, fuck God, these humans and their hand games.
Yeah.
So let's go back to Phil. Okay. This episode's about Phil, not all these other people. He claims that we've known about flying disc-shaped UFOs since 1933.
Oh, wait a second. We haven't caught up on what happened after he got opened up like a fish.
Oh, his chest?
Yeah, because didn't they put him back together? Well, what was left of him.
You know what? I didn't write any notes down on how they put him back together. Is there something special that I missed?
Plastic sternum.
A plastic sternum. Plastic I do sternum? Kind of vaguely remember hearing that.
Yes, and what is that? What did I say earlier? A skeleton made by cutting edge science.
Yep, there we go. We checked
also
that box.
Also Wolverine, technically, so there's...
Right.
There's the comic,
See, I said comic, that's why I was thinking Wolverine.
Yes, I mean, but Phil, too. And he also had a metal plate in his head. And he got cancer from the
blue
beam.
Oh, yeah, he did get cancer
by... He did get the cancer,
Which is...
Luckiest bastard I've ever seen.
His father had cancer, too, though.
Now, mind you, this is... Phil's current condition, I think we should keep an update on what his current condition is at the time of the storytelling.
Yes.
He has had his entire sternum blown open, allegedly, or some part of him blown open, but he has a plastic sternum. He has cancer. He also has, I don't think they ever say what type of cancer, but there's something up with one of his lungs, and also...
Yeah, I can't remember what it is with his tongue.
Well, he probably only has one lung after he met the other guy.
Wait till you hear.
His story.
I know where you're going. Keep going.
He also is missing fingers off of his hand, and this was not told in here, but earlier, before all this happened, he had a frickin' bomb go off as a result of friendly fire of him being too close to a military base somewhere overseas, and had a ton of shrapnel go through his body.
Yeah. See, I could not find this info anywhere. And it was driving me nuts. So tell them exactly what is injured from the shrapnel.
Now you're just crossing into other territory, but
we gotta cross into it because.
All right. So one that does check off another box in my had shrapnel go off. So him and Tony
and
Stark
Iron Man.
Him and Tony Stark have that in common. But it shredded him, but also his genitals.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Thank God
and
this man
was,
can't reproduce.
This
no,
was
he the, still did.
Yeah, he has a daughter.
Well,
yeah.
What a miracle.
She comes into play later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and
she's an alien baby.
No, see, this is all previous. Like, this man got fucked up before he got fucked up. Like,
and he's not done getting messed up yet, by the way. It's not over. There's still more.
Oh, my God.
I'm just giving you his current level of what his battle damage is.
Okay.
So if you're getting the action figure of Phil Schneider right now, you're getting the battle damage action figure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting two-thirds.
With catheter and pee bag.
Yeah. Like I said, he said the UFOs, we've known about them since 1933.
Right.
He says there's 140 elements on the periodic table. And not 104. How many elements are on the periodic table?
I think 104 officially.
I looked it up because I'm
well, this was 95 also. They may have added a few more.
Right now, I believe it's 118.
Okay.
Maybe it was 104 and 95. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Science, I was terrible at science, so...
118 ooh, wait, I got... table.
Yep.
Yeah, beat me to it.
I'm a Google
thanks, Internet.
Thanks, Google. So, oh,
you know, you say 1933, but you also forget that he tells the story about the cavalrymen in 1909.
What happened there?
Where they're chasing banditos.
Oh my gosh, I don't even...
And they, come, and they come across that cave.
Yeah, I might have that story, but go ahead and tell it if you know it.
where what is it? The snow monster lives.
almost basically, yeah. I mean, it's essentially that wacky, but like in 1909, these cavalry guys were chasing down these Mexican banditos. They followed them across the border into a cave, and the cave was actually like a base for aliens.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and
right.
That's when the U.S. first discovered that aliens were actually encamped in underground bases here on Earth.
Phil, in his lecture, keeps going on about the alien agenda, and mm-hmm. it's going to take over our planet by the year 2029.
Another drink.
The U.S. military has known about that plan of the aliens trying to take over our world for at least 45 years, and, mm-hmm. and this is 95.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In 1954, Eisenhower signed a pact with three alien species.
The Granada Treaty.
Do what?
It's the Granada Treaty.
Is that what it is?
I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on that one.
So basically what this treaty said was...
Oh, by the way, take another drink because that's another conspiracy.
Yeah.
That we would willingly let them take cattle mm-hmm. and people for technology.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where we've gotten the reverse. That's a big thing in all his speeches is like...
Like Ernest Eisenhower, the president?
Yeah. Or Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Or Dwight. I don't know why I said Ernest Eisenhower.
I was
like, Ernest P. Worrell? What?
I'm sorry. Dwight Eisenhower, yeah.
But in all his lectures, he talks about how advanced our technology's gotten over the last mm-hmm. 30, 40 years, and it's due because of this treaty. Right. He
but
says
wait,
that,
we're contradicting another conspiracy theory that it was actually when we picked up the UFO from
Roswell
that actually led to this.
Well, wouldn't that be about the time? I mean...
I'm just saying, why would we need to make an agreement with them if we already had their technology?
Maybe we only had a little bit of their technology and we wanted more.
Maybe we needed help researching it.
I don't have this in my notes, but he talks about how the military has technology that's 1,200 years in advance than what we already have right now.
1,200 years in advance?
1,200 or something stupid like that.
I think you typoed that one.
How many years do you think?
I thought it was like 120.
No, I know the military normally is about 10 years more advanced than current.
No, well, yeah, but they're saying...
Okay,
but he's
in
trying
the real
to say...
world, quote, unquote.
But yeah.
You're in luck. Maybe we did go to the moon.
So...
Just more stuff for my trial against you later.
Take this to your
future
trial.
Episode. So anyways, apparently they broke that treaty when they attacked at Dulce.
Mm-hmm.
And
you mean
that's...
when we attacked them?
Yeah, we did. We broke into their...
Phil
way
started
to go,
it.
Phil. Good job.
With his PPK.
Yeah.
Took out two of them.
Guns a-blazing.
But then again, he also says he killed a federal agent and hasn't faced any
charges
either. Hold
on, we will get there. I got stuff for that, too.
So, he remember how... Oh, you kind of brought this up earlier, mm-hmm. Rudy. He claims that the aliens use us for vitamins in their food, and they actually get high off our adrenal glands, and he compares it as it's cocaine to them.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
He makes claims that the bomb in Oklahoma City bombing were nuclear bombs.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
they
would have
spread more.
Oh, no. That wasn't Oklahoma City. It was the first World Trade Center.
Is that which one it was?
Yeah.
He was talking about them both, and I just kind of got it confused.
But no radiation.
But no radiation.
And nuclear bombs, they have a wider spread to them than that.
Maybe.
But if you're playing bingo, conspiracy bingo, that's Oklahoma City bombing and World Trade Center.
The
original attacks.
Yeah.
And the only, like, okay, so with the North Korea things going on, not to get on that topic or anything, because that's a whole topic in itself, but, like, they were talking about the only reason why their bomb hasn't reached and they can't do a certain target is because of the... blunt tip, they need a sharp tip. So, I mean, in order to target one main thing, you're going to have a sharp tip, which that would kind of explain our government being 10 years in advance, because they already have it.
Oh, well, we've had that for
years.
We've
Jesus
had
Christ.
That. technology
We have, and that's what's crazy about it. We've had it, but it's like
what Korea is trying to do right now is miniaturize that so it can fit in the tip of a warhead. Because right now they technically, quote unquote, have a bomb, but they need to miniaturize it. Otherwise, they'd have to do it old school style, like we did at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, to where you're gonna have to fly over and just basically drop it on them.
Right.
But they have to do it now to where they have to put it on the tip of a missile, which is apparently hard to do, allegedly.
So can I tell you all my favorite claim that Phil makes?
Sure.
This is my absolute favorite. In the middle of his lecture, he claims Janet Reno is a confirmed lesbian and cheated her way through law school.
Now, just is there out any build up to that? No, there's no build up.
No, it's about as stupid as I just threw it out there. Yeah, like, it's out of nowhere, and you're like, wait a minute, did you just say Janet Reno's a lesbian?
And he like follows it with like she's a criminal and she needs to be put down.
Yeah,
I mean simple.
I'm not saying here nor there on this topic, by the way. He is a huge gun rights activist.
Yes.
By the way. Just pointing that out.
Well, as you say that, he also brought up Waco.
And Ruby Ridge.
And he talks about the gas that they pumped into the building and that they knew that they were poisoning the people at Waco.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Since he's the Benjamin – they did the Benjamin Button thing – he is totally behind the JFK shooting.
You're talking about
yeah,
Al
I know,
Mueller.
But since they're all like going down the same
he
line,
he took
I mean,
the shot.
Yeah,
he is a patsy.
Yep,
with his PPK.
With Hitler's PPK.
Yeah,
with the 7-foot alien standing next to him. While it happens,
so
he was spotting.
My ears are bleeding just thinking about
conspiracy bingo. We got Ruby Ridge and Waco for sure from Phil Schneider,
and from us we got
JFK
and the first World Trade Center bombing.
Yeah. So now this is where he claims he shot a federal agent. So I got a clip of him explaining that story.
I'm surprised he didn't say, I was on the plane that hit the World Trade Center.
Oh my God.
I lived.
Well, that was after you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, outrageous.
Yeah, if he were alive today, he would be on the plane that hit
so
one of the towers.
So outrageous.
Yep.
Okay. I was the pilot.
Let's listen to this.
I was the plane. I was a fuel soaring
I had to
through.
Shove all those people inside of me to make it look convincing.
Jesus. Okay, you fuckers, asshole. Let's listen to this clip.
These people don't want publicity. I shot a federal agent 16 days ago. Shot him dead when I was bleeding to death with a shoulder wound that he'd shot me. He had shot at a retired FBI agent who theoretically carries the same covering as a Secret Service agent. Got protection forever. He's a cop forever, federal cop forever. Now, that doesn't mean a whole lot. I made a report and went to the FBI. Do you realize, you know what they said? They said, things like this happen, Mr. Schneider. We don't either believe you, I'm using that as my own italics, or we don't give a damn. Now, something's wrong here. I'm not reading this right. I defended myself to the best of my ability. I was hoping I could go through life without doing such a thing. And maybe some of you have actually defended your own life in a similar fashion. It's very sad you have to shoot or kill somebody. Maybe some of you were police officers and have had to do the same. And I don't know if you ever kill a human being, you're never the same as a person who never has killed a human being. It is with you for the rest of your days. Whether you do it in war, whether you do it in murder, whether you do it in self-defense, you have taken one of God's holy creations off this planet. And there is a void there. And I feel that, and I'm very sorry for that. But I had to defend myself. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
Did he feel the same way when he shot the two aliens?
Okay, I've got some stuff on this, but I'm going to hold on to it until we discuss the, I guess, legitimacy of this first. And
well,
then
I'm
going to try to pick it apart.
So during this lecture, he unbuttons his top button of his little polo shirt, and he's about to show everyone that he was just shot 2 weeks ago. and that he killed, you know, to have proof. And then
in
he
the
starts
shoulder, by the way. I think in it's the shoulder. Shoulder.
Yeah, it's his shoulder. So here's another battle wound. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got to add that to the tally. He goes to show and then he's like, oh, there's women in the room. I better not show and gross them out. Yeah. Very nice guy.
Well, okay. Here's the other thing too. You got shot in the shoulder 2 weeks ago.
Which shoulder was it? Was it the shoulder he has all fingers?
It was his left. Yeah, his left. Yeah.
Okay, so that is the hand that he has all of his fingers on, correct?
No, that's the hand that's missing fingers.
All right,
I just want to make sure because I'm sitting here with a very... I'm going to blow the lid off of this in a second.
Well, here's the weird thing that I found about that whole, I just got shot 2 weeks ago. One, he's not in a sling. Two, mm-hmm. he's flailing that arm around in that interview like it's nothing.
Oh, he sure is, isn't he? See, it's little things that I didn't even pay attention to.
Were they using a BB gun?
Right.
They shot me in the arm with a paintball gun.
With a tranquilizer. They were trying to sedate me. Get me back into the mental hospital.
So, do we want to keep going?
I want to hear what he has to say about this whole thing.
All right, so you've got a man who I have already listed. I'm not going to relist them off everything that's happened with him, but he was able to gun down a federal agent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's already killed two aliens. I mean, federal
so,
agents.
So, by the way, that makes his kill count, what, up to three that he has said?
But three he had so far that he has confirmed.
Yeah.
Three confirmed kills. And he you know, brags that he took out this federal agent and everything. And is this when he's still working for the government? Because why does he just call up the president who he answers to be like, hey, why are people after me?
I think this was after the fact.
This had to be after because I think he had been retired from this line of work from the government for a few years. Because Al Bulick is the one that, like, kept nudging him to, hey, come out, reveal yourself to the public, tell them everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so it took a couple of years of convincing before he actually came out and started spilling all the beans.
So he was able to, and I'm not saying anything about anyone, you know, who's, you know, had some, you know, disabled or anything like that, but I mean, he was able to gun down a federal agent. How are you supposed to reload that gun? How are you supposed to do anything he was able to, would have had to have done?
True.
Yeah.
Shoot out somebody. Only take one shot in the arm.
Well, see, I thought the federal agent did it. The retired guy was the one that killed the FBI agent that killed the other federal agent.
No. Phil killed him. Phil killed the agent.
Yeah.
But he's left-handed and he doesn't have any fingers. How's he shooting a gun?
Well, apparently he's just good enough to where he could take his right hand and be just that accurate.
Actually, you're checking off one of Zanger's superhero questions. He had optic eye blasts.
Oh. Yeah,
no, just kidding. Just kidding. Oh. That's not true.
There's nothing proving that he didn't do. He didn't have that power,
that's
by the way.
True. Yeah.
I am using the Toby argument for how Batman could beat Superboy Prime. There's evidence showing he cannot. So, by
for reference,
that logic,
go listen to which episode is it of the Zane
Fight.
This book?
Nerd Fight.
That's what it's called.
I feel like I got duped.
40. It's the one of the 40 episodes. I can't remember off the top of my head.
We'll continue. Are y'all ready to continue?
Oh, there was something else I was going to bring up with it. I can't remember what it is. If I remember, I'll say something.
Like I said, I'm not saying that he... It's just the bullshit's getting really, really... It's smelling a lot right now.
I can't wrap my head around 16 days later, he got shot in the shoulder and he's flailing his arm around. He's not in a sling. That's not medically possible.
Okay. No. My other argument though, to, as I do always, even on my own show, to counteract my first argument is if this is not true, if all this stuff is not true,
mm-hmm.
how did he get all of this damage to his body? Where's the I want to see his medical records to know how he, you know, why he had a plastic sternum, why he had a metal plate in his head, what happened to his fingers, why was he in this shape? You know, what happened to him if it wasn't what he's claiming?
Pretty simple, Zanger. He sold his soul to me, and I gave him eternal life until he shunned me, and then I took his.
I don't think that's dark. That's how that works. Yeah. Okay, let's simplify it. What if you were talking about him having an explosion? Incident where he got shrapnel. Everything happened there.
So everything happened there,
and the
then
alien
later on
after
claim stuff afterwards.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Because since he's quote unquote since he's a self-taught geologist, there's no schooling history that you need.
No,
an explosive expert too. Once again, self-taught, which right. I don't know how you do that, but no schooling. So, but as we've seen with possible other conspiracy stuff, Bob Lazar, government can make your transcripts and everything vanish.
Right.
Technically. So, I mean, even that's kind of pointless to point out.
Or he sold his soul to me and I taught him everything he knows.
Go. Go. You're not.
Okay, sorry.
You're not. I will get Constantine in here on you.
Okay, so back to his lecture. He goes more into the New World Order and the aliens taking over the world.
Mm-hmm.
He warns
which
us.
he's not the only one that spouts that kind of stuff either.
No,
there's several of them that talk
but
about
that's,
this.
That's another check.
Yeah.
New World Order. He warns us about gun control and how we shouldn't allow it.
Mm-hmm.
Another check for kind of conspiracy stuff.
That the government's always trying to take our guns.
They took our guns!
They took our guns!
Alex Jones. They'll take our guns and you'll become a slave.
So that's a conspiracy bingo on mm-hmm. gun control.
Mm-hmm.
He takes questions from the crowd.
See, this is kind of where I ended. I didn't take the questions from the crowd.
I only listened to a few. I couldn't do it anymore. He was kind of a dick to a couple of them. He's like,
was he really?
Yeah, he gets ugly for no reason.
Oh, and you forgot, you kind of glazed over the Bikini Atoll nuclear test sites where he says that he had pictures of where it was a disc-shaped craft trying to destroy.
Yeah, I forgot about that. So, yeah, they were trying to destroy a UFO.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's why of all the places they picked there because there was a shallow base.
Yeah,
in that area that they were trying to get rid of.
I forgot. Good call. So in these questions, mm-hmm. He talks about an asteroid heading to Earth called Nemesis, and it'll be here in the year 2052.
Check.
Yeah.
Check for some kind of asteroid disaster into the world.
Also, I've heard. Nemesis is supposed to be
Planet X.
Yeah, and the Anunnaki.
Yeah.
Nibiru. Yes, thank you, Nibiru.
Yeah,
we're gonna black out this fucking bingo board.
that's how you play with this episode is blackout bingo. Period.
Yeah,
you know, I'm just starting to use the cards and place them on a bigger sheet to get bingo off of that.
So
it's like a 52 thing grid. It's instead of the typical 15 or 20 or whatever, 25.
So and I started another lecture, uh-huh. which it was most of the same information, but right. he starts it off saying. In the because he came out in 94
mm-hmm.
Around 94 and this is still like
came
in,
out
yeah this is I think close to like the end of 95
yeah
and he says that there's been 13 attempts of assassination on his life
right because yeah
and he talks about like his daughter was almost kidnapped and mm-hmm. I didn't get all that information I couldn't
his
find it
wife
I just,
apparently like well, it, off
his
that
wife's
FBI agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, his wife's apparently just as much of a badass as he is because she put the gun up against the back of his head and was like, let her go or I'll kill you. And
yeah.
They did. No charges, you know, were pressed or anything.
Right.
But he does describe what weapon she uses. She uses a .22 caliber handgun, which I don't know much about. I mean, it can still kill a person, yes, but it's not that high caliber. It's mostly used for like squirrel hunting and stuff like that.
Maybe it was a squirrel-sized agent.
Yes, the small agents.
That's why the agent was like, okay. Let's go back to Phil's friend, Al Bulick.
Okay.
The time traveler.
Because we love Al.
Al's great.
He's an adorable little
so
man.
So I listened to a pretty long Al Bulick talking about Phil Schneider.
I'm going to have to listen to this Al Bulick thing because you fascinated me on him.
Well, he claims, this is all stuff Al claims that Phil told him.
Okay.
That Phil told him that he attended two different UN meetings when 7-foot greys came in and basically dictated what needed to be done on Earth. He said he didn't know if these were the same aliens or, you know, same greys that were at the Dulce war.
Right.
But he said...
Hold up. So he was at a UN meeting.
Phil was.
Okay.
Two different UN meetings where the
tall grays are dictating
what happens on Earth.
Just right. just rolls in there and he's just sitting there like, okay.
Yeah. yeah.
Nobody yeah. else. Like there's no other just passerby, you know. And this in here is the assembly hall for the UN and we've got some tall grays in there. Tour group, quick, take pictures.
He had level one clearance, so he can pretty much go wherever the hell he wants.
Yeah. He says that Phil did about 30 conventions in his time
right.
of doing these.
Right.
He says that Phil, there's this big long story, but I'm going to sum it up because time and stuff. Phil ended up being a translator for the reptilians at the Pentagon for several years.
Where does he find the time to learn reptilian?
Right.
To go also work at the Pentagon while while he's at all these dumb places.
He grabbed Absolute Thor and had him do it.
Valiant Thor? Thor?
Hey, actually, I remember correctly, a
different name.
Mjolnir Khan is a universal translator.
Good
on him. Good on him for knowing
job.
That.
Yeah.
So Phil also traveled all around the world and saw a bunch of, like, I guess, bases that had a shitload of shot down UFOs. He said that they were shooting about 7 a month down. All around the world, 7 UFOs a month. He didn't know where the pilots were, so don't even ask me about the pilots. But this is all stuff that Al says Phil told him.
Well, you can mark this off the conspiracy list because allegedly we've been shooting down UFOs for years now. So
yeah.
I've heard this before too.
But we couldn't take down the Battle of Los Angeles for some reason. That one was just like, what did it have did it get like a blinking star before it flew over LA and just was like dun 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 dun.
Check that off if you're playing, ladies and gentlemen. If you're playing Conspiracy Bingo, the Battle of
Los Angeles. Yeah, there we go.
Let's take a quick break, and this episode's gonna be a little bit long.
Yeah,
and then we're gonna talk about his death, and then we're gonna wrap this baby up.
Yeah, because that in itself is gonna be part of the Conspiracy Bingo. So,
so we'll be right back.
All
right.
Hey there, fellow podcast fans. Do you love comic books and especially Swamp Thing? Get out of the bayou. So do we. Come check out the Parlapod Show, the world's only podcast dedicated to the muck-encrusted mockery of a man himself, Swamp Thing. This is some serious arcane audio. We also have a sister show, Splurch, where we dive into the world of comics and all the crazy aspects of life. Give us a listen at Parlapod.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, our YouTube channel, visit our site, Parlapod.com, and consider supporting our Patreon for some really cool rewards and exclusive content. Check us out on PodcastRadioNetwork.net every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join the conversation on Twitter by following at Parlapod. We'll see you in the swamps.
In the swamps.
In the swamps. In the swamps.
Life is a mystery. Confusion is all around us. The truth is out there, but you won't find it here.
Maybe it was the ghost of an alien that worked for the government.
You know, you remove the alien anal probe out of the story, and it probably wasn't this guy's worst Saturday night.
Welcome to Hysteria 51, a weekly oddcast of conspiracy theories, mysteries, and the unexplained. All viewed through skeptical eyes and the blurry lens of a beer bottle. Listen to Brent and John make sense of it all each week by subscribing. Find us on iTunes by searching Hysteria 51 or anywhere else fine podcasts are sold.
And we are back. And we are ready to talk about some death and destruction. Of Phil Schneider.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put some really heavy metal right there.
You probably are, too.
And the devil will be there, too.
No, go.
Trogdor! I hope someone gets that reference.
I got the Trogdor reference.
I got it.
Way to early 90s that one there, bud.
I remember my first time on the internet.
So, a friend of Phil's named Al Pratt. Now, was Al Pratt anything, or am I thinking that he was something? Because I didn't look into him.
I'm not ringing a bell with me.
Okay.
No. So, his son, Chris Pratt's really successful. Oh, my
God. Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah.
He started to... He started to suspect something was wrong with Mr. Phil. Several days in a row, Al went to Phil's apartment and noticed Phil's car was down in the parking lot, but nobody was answering the door. So 5 days later, On January 17th, 1996, he decided to call the police and the manager of the apartment complex to check on him.
Mm-hmm.
They found Phil's body and appeared to have been decomposing for several days from what ended up being ruled a suicide.
No, they always are.
Oh, you forgot to mention the fact that he claimed that if he was ever found dead, and they claimed it was a suicide, that he would never kill himself.
Right. He told his family if he ever came up dead, that someone killed his ass.
Oh, way to get insurance money.
Hmm.
The coroner initially said it was due to a stroke for some reason.
Right.
Which is really weird.
Okay. Explain the
natural
weirdness.
During the autopsy, they noticed something around his neck. They figured out that Phil had committed suicide by wrapping his rubber catheter hose around his neck three times and knotting it in the front underneath his chin.
Okay.
The medical examiner said that the knot was extremely tight and hard to remove. There was no suicide.
One-handed man did this, by the way. Just make sure that's referenced.
So
I was going to say something if you didn't.
There was no suicide note, and you know, Phil always thought he was in danger just because of the lectures and his family would be in danger, the daughter being almost kidnapped, the wife being Chuck Norris.
There's the 13 different attempts on his life.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a pretty good indication that your life's in danger.
Right. There was blood found on the floor and coming from his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
First off, they said it was a stroke. Do you bleed when you have a stroke?
Yeah, well, if you're dying, I guess so. If it corrupts your organs.
Like, bite your tongue or something?
You could.
I thought that was like a seizure.
No, well.
Maybe I'm getting. Okay, my
well,
bad. I'm
but some people who have seizures can go into strokes. My mom had a stroke and she had a seizure right before.
But this is the initial cause. And he if you look at the autopsy photos, which me and Rudy did, because we're sickos.
You're a braver man than I.
It was forced upon me, by the way.
Sure.
By me.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
There we go.
Like I said, if you see blood on his face and you're like, oh, stroke. That's weird. That's really weird to me.
Usually if you're bleeding from the mouth, it's either internal damage or somebody kicked you in the face.
Right.
So
blunt force to the face.
Right.
Also, what's really weird is this rubber hose that was tied really tight around his neck.
Mm-hmm.
Was cut off right at the knot, and then the hose was thrown to the side of his body, like, or off to the side.
By the way, hose was from that catheter I had talked about earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Strangled with the P-tube.
Yep.
So, that's a little weird that he would tie a really tight knot and then cut it off, like, while he's choking to death.
Cut it off and
cut
throw
it
off
to
the side.
Throw it to the side.
Yeah.
Apparently all his lecture material, his alien medals, UFO pictures, notes from a book that he was writing, all went missing, except all the money, all the valuables, nothing else was taken.
Just his research.
Just his stuff, yeah, his research stuff.
Hmm.
With all this weirdness, the police still officially ruled this a suicide. The medical examiner took blood and urine samples at the autopsy, but refused to analyze them. His wife was told that all the samples would be held onto for 12 months. When she requested for them to be sent to a different lab, 11 months later, they were already disposed of.
Hmm.
People believe that the proof that he was missing fingers on his left hand, like Zanger was saying, left it to where... And he had little motion in his arms and stuff. You know, he was shot in the shoulder, right?
Yeah.
Recently.
Well, this is like a year later, because this is 96, that was 95 when he got shot in the shoulder.
But it was late, though. It was like August or September when he did that lecture.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, he still had very bad movement.
Right.
So he strangled himself
nubby fingers.
Which is really weird that he would strangle himself since he had all these pills. Apparently he had a bunch of pills.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have gone peacefully. He also had a 9mm gun.
Hmm.
He could have just popped himself in the head.
Right.
So, he could have taken pills, popped himself in the head, and choked himself at the same time.
I mean, you even someone with fully operational hands would have trouble with that. Come on, man.
Right.
So there's something else weird to this. Several people told Phil's ex-wife, Cynthia, that they saw Phil with some blonde-haired woman. And that they had seen her around for several weeks. So several different people said mm-hmm. that he was with this chick for several weeks, on and off.
Okay.
I don't know what that has to do with anything, but it may be...
Maybe he was honey dipped.
I mean...
Honey pot?
Is that what it is?
Maybe it was
catfish. You know what reference I'm going with, Sanger, on that one? the interview?
Oh, yeah, honey pot.
So was it honey pot or honey dipped?
Honey pot's where, and this I'm getting this from Archer, but yes, the interview too, is where you have a, well, it's supposed to be an agent of the opposite sex go mm-hmm. in and seduce the person of.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, okay, I remember the.
To get information.
Right.
Yeah, I remember the Archer reference.
Yes. Well, it's the same in the interview, too.
Yeah, they reference it in there, too. Yeah.
Man, this episode is full of conspiracies and pop culture.
Hey, that's why you got me on here.
Yeah.
Right, it's what we do.
That's it. That's all we've got on Phil. That's it. Everything that I could find.
I just find it kind of strange that if his life was, if they tried 13 different times, why was this one successful?
Because the aliens actually were the ones that carried this one out. That's why they left the string around his neck. That's why they didn't use the stuff. That's
why. He got catfished. That's what I was saying a second ago. I put it together. He got catfished by an alien who he thought was a hot blonde.
So that's a theory right there, is that he actually was offed by the aliens themselves, killed him.
With his own P-tube.
Because they had nothing else, and they didn't want to use anything to make it seem odd or out of the ordinary.
That's fucking metal, man.
Yeah. So that's one thing, but maybe the U.S. government could have done... Here's the thing, if he did this to himself, he set himself up to make it look like the biggest conspiracy ever. How right. hard would it have been for him to destroy all of his work? Because, I mean, think about it. If he wanted to...
All you got to do is go to the gas station behind the 7-Eleven and throw it in the dumpster.
Yeah.
I mean, just, he could have been like, you know what? I don't think any of my stuff's getting anywhere. I need to send a message, you know, possibly. So he gets rid of all of his stuff.
He gets a buddy to do it.
Or, I mean, I don't know. It's just, there's so many weird things with this that it doesn't make sense.
Maybe Al Bielek time traveled from the future to kill Phil Schneider because he revealed too much. He time traveled again, that is.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah.
It disrupted the flow of everything. It destroyed humanity.
Yep.
Phil Schneider did.
Because he told us way too much.
You know, maybe on a different timeline somewhere, Phil is just the owner of a beautiful deli restaurant that serves great split hot dogs.
I
and Alex Jones chili. Alex Jones chili. It'll make you forget.
So are we talking about Days of Future Phil?
Yes.
Damn.
I'm dropping all kinds of we're getting references, comic book and this is unbelievable
where,
references
and this is
that
where
Joe
I'm just
wouldn't
gonna
get.
I'm just gonna kind of float off
from
the rest of this conversation.
So okay, what does everyone think? We gotta get our thoughts and opinions and views and beliefs. What do we think of all of this? We just took in a lot. This is a long episode.
Me personally,
sure.
Way too many inconsistencies in his stories.
Yeah.
In his lectures of when he was injured and just the bizarreness. The inconsistencies. But the bizarreness I can handle. It's the inconsistencies in his stories.
Is any conspiracy type thing that he has said true? Any bit of it?
I don't know. That's the joy of a conspiracy.
Right.
I don't know.
Kristen, you got any thoughts on Phil's story?
He's a pathological liar.
She didn't waste any time on that.
Nope, just straight for the jugular.
What about Al Bielek and his time travel story? Do you believe any of that?
I'm going to look into that one because I didn't look anything into Al Bielek.
Yeah. Kristen?
What is it?
Al Bielek and the time travel story? What do you think on that one? No?
That's Hollywood shit.
What do you think, Zinger, on all this?
Well, to start with the Al Bielek thing, I mean, I've watched Star Wars more times than I can count, and I have not suddenly realized that I'm a Jedi. Like, with the powers and everything. I've watched X-Men, I've watched the Avengers, I've done all of that.
I'm
no
mutant
time,
for some reason.
Yeah, in no time have I all of a sudden stood up and went, oh my gosh, I've had powers this whole time, and seeing this movie about people with powers have made me realize I can do this. And then jumped out of a window
ran
off to save the day.
I watched a movie and realized something one time. I watched Super Size Me and I really got hungry for McDonald's. So
I had the opposite effect. I didn't eat McDonald's probably for 5 years after watching that.
I still haven't eaten McDonald's after that one.
I'm gonna eat McDonald's after this.
I know you will.
But
sponsored by.
But with Phil, it's just I just think that his stuff gets too out there, and I love a good conspiracy theory. I love stuff about him. But this one's the whole unified, everything's a conspiracy theory and everything ties into, you know, Bigfoot's actually an alien, so that's why he's seen near UFOs, and this, and the cattle mutilations are tied into, you know, the underground bases and will work. It's just, once you get too many things crossing over into each other, it makes it less and less believable, because it's like, okay, it's just going too far now. As for underground bases, if you want a weird thing real quick, look up Greenbrier. It is a hotel in West Virginia. It also is a golf tour. If you have anyone who's fans of golf, but it also housed a underground facility
that they didn't even know about. I was telling Rudy about this off microphone earlier because I ran across that video and it's fucking amazing.
It was installed in 1959 to sometime in 1962 and was decommissioned basically after a story was ran about it in the Washington Post. And they decommissioned it pretty easily. They were just like, oh, okay, decommission it. But it had enough supplies and stockpiled there to basically, it was for Congress to basically go to. And had over 30 years worth of supplies. And there are people who worked at the Greenbrier for that entire time.
That had no clue.
Even when it was being built, they didn't even know it was there.
Wow.
It's crazy, too. There's a secret door in the wall. Mm-hmm. And, dude, you wouldn't even notice. If you didn't know how to open it, you would never know.
Oh, wow.
It's so amazing.
That's something that's really interesting, is that they had this place. But here's the thing that makes it interesting to me, if you really want to dig deeper on it. They decommissioned it, like, basically at the drop of a hat. They're like, oh, you found that, and that's out in the open. Decommissioned. Why would they do that quick if they didn't have another one?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that you know these dumb bases are for real, but I'm sure there is some underground facilities around that.
Well, if they found out,
made aware of,
if they found out about that one and they were like, "Oh, decommissioned," what's to say that Dulce, if it really was a legit thing, it's gone?
Well, it's got so many levels, and there's supposed to be so many aliens in there that are working on human hybrids and all this. That's the thing with this. That's the thing with Phil Snyder. He's like this weird Rosetta Stone of like every conspiracy theory you could possibly imagine is somehow you can link it to Phil somehow. Right. And he was involved in all of this, and he wasn't involved as a grunt. He was involved as like a top level person, which makes it a little bit more unbelievable for me. And not only a top level person, but someone who was able to, you know, he killed two of these aliens when he had, you know, Green Berets, Black Berets, CIA agents, all these people around him that, you know,
Secret Service, ninjas,
and died. Yeah.
Samurai.
Freaking pirates and everything else that they threw at him. And he was able to off two of them, but he never mentions that anyone else, that he witnessed anyone else killing him.
Yep.
That's
because his chest had been blown out by a Kamehameha wave, so there was no point. You couldn't see anyone else kill any of the aliens.
And plus, he started the whole war himself. He openly admitted it. He saw them, and instead of saying anything to them, he just started shooting.
Yep.
And if he was so, you know, up on all of this, you know, behind the scenes stuff, wouldn't he have known that there was aliens possibly here and that he, you know, might want to not shoot them at the first sign of trouble?
Well, that was kind of his shtick, was the government knew, but they didn't bother to tell anyone.
Yeah. I forgot to add that in there.
Mm.
I may have. I don't remember now.
Well, he mentions it in the clip.
Yeah. Is that
the government knew, didn't bother to say anything, but they still built this base on top of their base.
Well, guys, my opinion on all this, it's all fucking real. I'm putting all my chips in. I'm going for the ride. I love this fucking ride. Every bit of it, from Valiant Thor to Al Bulick, I'm in. That's it. Y'all are trying to debunk the truth. The truth will set you free.
Okay, let's hear it then.
We heard it.
We just listened to almost 2 hours of it.
That's true. Yeah.
From Phil himself told us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I mean, really, it's pretty nonsense. There's some fucking crazy stuff. But he's so well-spoken during these lectures. Like, the lecture I watched...
Wait, well-spoken?
Well, I'm
okay, pick up your brain and read a book. Okay. How the hell is that well-spoken?
Yeah.
That kind of threw me off, you know.
Okay.
Or what was it? Pick up your mouth and say something?
Yeah, something ridiculous like that. But the thing is, he doesn't have his notes in front of him. He is... In the one that I watched.
Right.
He is pulling all this just from memory.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this memorized. He's either got this memorized... Or, I don't know, it's just that...
And it's not bad for a self-study.
No, it's...
geologist, explosive expert.
Self-taught geologist.
Self-taught, yeah.
Self-taught.
I don't know.
To become a high-level grunt for the military and see all this cool shit?
And only had to answer to the president, the CIA director, and his boss. Who right. did his boss answer to then?
The aliens, duh.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
They came into the UN meetings.
Right.
Well, actually, okay, to call back real far, and I don't know if I want to open this can of worms, he had this whole speech about, you know, killing a man and, you know, you're killing a creature of God. What are the aliens then?
That's what I said. I go, yeah. Did he feel that way whenever he shot the aliens?
Well, that's the thing. I sort of mentioned it earlier, but, I mean, he doesn't think twice about that. It's just kind of a, oh, they're whatever, so...
Right.
I don't know. I mean, that's like I said, that's opening a whole new can of worms, but he just doesn't seem to... An alien life to him is meaningless, I guess.
I guess it doesn't count as a creature of God because it's not human?
And plus, why do these aliens need to constantly abduct cattle all the time to do experiments on them? Why can't they just go get a plot of land and farm some cattle themselves? Is it really that hard?
I think
I wish they'd start on deer because deer are annoying as shit. Cows, you know, whatever. But deer, I'm tired of the little bastards running into my cars.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I can just see them sitting out there, you know, bib overall, sitting on, yeah. you know, up against
these 7 foot tall grays.
Yeah. Just like
some hay.
Yeah.
Hey, Clang Gnar.
What's up, Rex?
Been a long day.
Yeah.
I guess we need to get these meat bags back. And it pans over to them just being a ton of humans wandering around instead.
Eating grass.
Yeah.
Yes.
Naked. Well, I think we all kind of agree that this is all nonsense. And I think we should wrap this up because this is super long now.
Oh.
This is probably one of our longest episodes.
Oh, well.
Longest episode. Yeah. I'm drawing it out more now.
Let's keep going, man.
Hey, will you do all the plugs for your show and all that good stuff?
Sure. You can find me on the Zingness podcast every week with my better half, Ellie, and we discuss nerdy topics every week from movies to comics to video games to whatever your nerdy heart desires. And every now and then we kind of cross into the conspiracy realm with fun stuff. But I mean, Toby was on recently to discuss Red Hood. He had a lot of fun with that, and I'm sure we'll have another nerd fight soon. So
and while he was on there, did he say that he does his podcast with his better half, Kristen?
Oh,
you have to go listen and find out.
Oh,
Rudy.
Yes.
You want a date?
Sure.
I just got broken up with, and she's found another man within 5 seconds. That's bullshit.
All thanks to the Zingness podcast. Listen and find out what happened to you.
If you'd like to find a new husband, wife, or boyfriend, or girlfriend,
donate to our Patreon.
Listen to Zing This. Yeah. Listen to Zing This.
And by the way,
zing you at the end.
That is spelled Z E N G. This.
There you go. And I guess we need to shout out the Unbelievable Podcast because I didn't know about this story until a couple of years ago when I listened to their show. And so I got to give them a shout out for stealing their bread and butter.
I unfortunately knew about it beforehand, but not to the extent.
Right.
Yeah, they did an excellent job. That episode is hilarious. It's been years since I've listened to it, but I just remember it's pretty damn funny. So go
listen
to
that. By the way, also, if you've got 2 hours to waste, go on YouTube and look up Phil Schneider, because I don't think there's any video of him that's not less than 2 hours.
No shit.
A lifetime to waste. Not even just a couple hours, it's a lifetime, yeah. Because it took him 5 lifetimes to be the man that he is.
Well, I think it's safe to say we're going to wrap this baby up.
All right.
So everyone say
swaddle him.
Out.
Swaddle.
Bye.
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 Later.
Well, that's it for this week. We'd like to thank Zanger for coming and joining us on this episode. And you ought to go check out his show because he just recently went to Mothman with his lovely co-host Ellie. And it sounded like they had a great time. So go listen to their latest episode. And, you know, any kind of comic geekdom kind of stuff you like, they'll probably cover it on their podcast. So Zeng, this. So go check out them. Also, one thing on the show that we forgot to bring up was the reason for the penis being split. Phil's wife tried to identify the body, and that was the thing that she said. Well, that's one of the reasons she said that wasn't Phil, was because his penis was split in half. And this man that was being identified was not. That was one source that I remember hearing a long, 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 long time ago. So that may not even be a part of the story, so take it for the grain of salt. But that was supposedly one reason to know that that was not Phil's body that they found dead. But anyways, we hope you enjoyed this show. And if you did enjoy it, you should go leave us a 5-star review. We don't read them on the show or anything, but we sure do appreciate them, and we'd love it to get more. Of course, I'm sure you hear it on every podcast. It helps out with the rankings and all that good stuff, so make us popular, please. And if you're not an iTunes user, you can find our show available on Google Play, Stitcher, the Satchel app, and TuneIn Radio, and practically anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We are part of the Dark Myths. Go find a awesome show. After listening to this show, go listen to a really good show on thedarkmyths.org. It's a ton of wonderful, wonderful podcasts. You can't pick one wrong. I say that every week. You can't. There's so many good ones. So just go find a podcast, click it, and go. So darkmyths.org, or you can follow them on Twitter at darkmythspods. Speaking of Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Secret Trans Pod. We have a Facebook page that you can like, and we have a group. Come join our group. Come talk to us about the supernatural, conspiracies, anything you want. Talk about these episodes. Talk about how dumb we are. Me. Talk about how dumb I am. And you can share experiences, whatever you want. It's something that I'm trying to get going. So come on. Come on. Come join. It's Secret Transmissions Secret Group. You can email us at secrettransmission@hotmail.com, and you can leave us a voicemail at 304-602-7444. We've got 2 voicemails this week, so let's listen to them.
Hey guys, this is Ray again. I just remembered a story when I was a kid. My family had a alphabet talking thing. So you click on the letter and it would tell you the item it was supposed to use. For like A, it was apple. So I'd be going through those and just kind of clicking them when we were little. And one day the battery started to die. We knew that, but we just never had the times change, or we didn't care. So one time, an object fell onto it, and it would say something. And it fell on the letter G, and it sort of said, I think it was like grasshopper or something like that. But it ended up saying ghost in like this old, creepy voice. It was very weird. And to kind of see if it was just like a thing we thought we heard, we would click on other things, and it would say something completely different than what it said on the object thing. So it was kind of weird. But that was it. Keep up the great work, and I look forward to hearing the other shows. Bye.
So that's pretty creepy, because when my little brother was younger, he would always have toys just randomly go off. And there was always, we lived in an apartment at the time, and my mom swears there was something in his room, because for some reason, he would not sleep in his room when he was younger either. Like, he wouldn't even go in there to play hardly, and if he did, it was only for a few minutes, and then he was back in the living room. He did not like being in there. But for some backstory, Ray sent me a message on Twitter saying that his family was watched a lot by his grandparents, and his grandfather had passed away about a week or so before the toy went crazy. And he says that his two older sisters and two older cousins were under 7 years old, so it's unlikely that anyone, you know, so it's not like someone, you know, could have hacked it or done anything to make it say different things. So that is super creepy. There has to be some kind of weird connection with children's toys to, I don't know, that's crazy. But, I mean, if it's saying ghost, I mean, there's a possibility it could have been your grandfather trying to speak to you and say, who knows, I don't know. But that is, that's really crazy. And one day I'll have my mom on and tell all the really weird paranormal stories that she has, because she's got a ton of them, especially when it comes to my brother. But she had a lot before that. So thank you again for the voicemail, and let's listen to the last one.
Damn it, I left my tinfoil hat at the house. I'm at work right now. I don't have any classified information anyway. This is Shaggy. What's up, y'all? I'm from the Paraholics and the Paraspective podcast. Just calling to tell y'all, love the show. Y'all are doing an awesome job. But most importantly, that producer of y'all's, man, he is kick-ass. I'm going to have to get with y'all later and maybe slip in my number. He's one awesome dude. All right, keep up the good work, y'all. Later.
Thank you, Shaggy, for calling in. And everyone go check out the Paraspective podcast.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep in touch, Shaggy. My number is 666-666-0666. Usually I just charge, you know, your soul. So just hit me up. My email is satan@hell.net. .com wasn't available. I don't know.
Yeah, Satan is apparently getting pretty popular. He even has his own Twitter account at SecretPodSatan. He wants to make sure that he's branded with the secret transmission stuff, so he went with SecretPodSatan. So anyways, if you want to leave us a voicemail too, please feel free to 304-602-7444. You can order a t-shirt with our logo on it from the What a Maneuver website that we're on. All these links and everything are going to be in the description of this episode, so go check it out. We also have a Patreon. You can donate to the show. And again, that link will be in the description. So our first goal is to reach $80. And we'll get some stickers to start sending out to people. And so once we hit that goal, we'll probably put other stuff up. I'm not sure what yet, but we'll have some goodies. I also want to promote something for our friend Shaman Rob. Rob has a podcast coming out pretty soon, so you need to go follow the Twitter account at rstrangeskies. And here's a little promo for what you're going to expect from that show.
It was Paul Hellyer, the former Canadian Minister of Defense, that said, UFOs are as real as airplanes flying overhead. And here at the Our Strange Skies podcast, we're going to take that seriously. Starting in January, we'll be looking into UFO events, incidents, and myths that make up our American identity, from the pre-Roswell era to the post-Roswell era. We'll be covering some of the lesser-known incidents, like the Aztec UFO crash of 1948, John Everill's colonial UFO encounter, and Robert Richardson's 1967 brush with the Men in Black. We'll also be covering some of the more well-known incidents, like the Roswell crash, and doing in-depth profiles on people like J. Allen Hynek, Sergeant Clifford Stone, and many more. Look out for the Our Strange Skies podcast in January. In the meantime, don't forget to look up, because you never know what you'll find in Our Strange Skies. In Gray We Trust.
Again, that's Shaman Rob, and it's on Twitter at Our Strange Skies. Go follow it so you can get the updates when it comes out. And that's going to do it for this episode. I'm sorry this one ran long. It just happened because we had a lot of fun. But we hope you come back next week and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable.
Sure, I forgot to mention that the PPK was also used by Elvis Presley which had a silver finish and also had inscribed on it TCB.
Taking care of business.
Yes.
Taking care of business.
That's right. I knew that. Why do I know that?
Yeah, why do you know
what
that?
What the fuck?
What's wrong, Mandela? How do you know that?
Yeah, how do you know about some random singer's gun fetish?
Well, you know it, so if I know it...
Internet then, knew it.
Then we must have a telepathic connection?
I'm reading it on the internet.
No.
Yeah.
But
no telepathy, it's just the internet.
Why did I know that? I'm really trying to figure out why the fuck I knew that.
That's great. You guys are like asking for like the weird shit that happens to you in your house.
Weird.
See,
got it.
See, I tell them
way,
that all
I
the time.
I am home alone right now, and I swear to God, I keep hearing stuff in the background.
You probably.
I know you're home alone.
God damn it! I hate you.
I'm watching.
Well, I'm also naked, so enjoy.
He's like, enjoy that shit. Wait, I hear things all the time.
Oh yeah. God damn it, that is creepy.
Hey,
that's creepy.
Hey, what are you doing, baby?
Hey, that's Rudy.
Yeah. I hear little footsteps
all the time. Better to say goodbye, Roger.